USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Democratic presidential candidate Representative Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii called for introducing a universal basic income of $1,000 per month until coronavirus no longer presents a public health emergency.
Most Americans don't have that safety emergency bank account, even for a short term, what to speak of if you're talking about weeks or potentially months. And so really looking at this universal basic payment, an emergency direct aid to every single American, I think makes absolutely the most sense.
The spread of the virus has sparked wide concerns about the economy, leading to the cancellations of numerous events and conferences. The coronavirus has now killed 41 Americans, and there are more than 2,000 cases nationwide, according to data from Johns Hopkins University. We'll continue to bring you coronavirus updates and everything you need to know right here at USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Major sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Senator Bernie Sanders won the Northern Mariana Islands Democratic Presidential Caucus, grabbing 4 of the 6 delegates. Former Vice President Joe Biden won the other 2. This shrinks Biden's lead to 154 delegates. 4 states will continue their primaries on Tuesday. And the top election officials from those 4 states, Arizona, Florida, Illinois, and Ohio, have all said in a joint statement the vote will continue on Tuesday, saying they were confident elections would be secure and safe despite the virus. They encourage all healthy poll workers to show up. Tech giant Apple is closing its stores outside of China for 2 weeks and will only sell online as part of efforts to fight the global viral pandemic, according to CEO Tim Cook, tweeting that Apple will be temporarily closing all the stores outside of Greater China until March 27th and committing $15 million to help with worldwide recovery. Workers will continue to be paid and office staff will work remotely whenever possible. This is USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow, but I'm not the only one. Mark in Las Vegas told me the other day, we were talking on other business, he says he went to MyPillow.com, clicked on the radio listener special, and used the promo code USA. He got a great deal on a MyPillow, and he is enjoying his sleep now. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, and I promise you, you'll get the best sleep of your life, or you get your money back.
Many people are still confused on how to fight the coronavirus, and USA Radio's Wendy King has some facts.
According to new research, the novel coronavirus can remain in the air for up to 3 hours and survive on some surfaces for up to 3 days. The research, which was carried out by scientists from the National Institutes of Health, suggests it's possible for the virus to spread through the air as well as the touching of contaminated surfaces. The virus could be detected in the air up to 3 hours later. Researchers also placed samples on a variety of surfaces. The virus could survive for up to 4 hours on copper, as many as 24 hours on cardboard, and up to 2 to 3 days on plastic and stainless steel. But it doesn't prove how exactly the virus is spreading. You can kill it using a range of disinfectants, including rubbing alcohol and diluted hydrogen peroxide. The EPA has a complete list of the commercially available cleaning products that can kill the virus on their website.
Federal prosecutors hit the singer R. Kelly with more criminal charges, accusing him of having unprotected sex with a girl in 2015 without disclosing he had a social disease. The new racketeering charges were included in a revised indictment filed in New York City a week after the 53-year-old pled not guilty to a separate updated federal indictment in Chicago involving child pornography, sexual exploitation of children, and a number of other allegations. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.